Support for LAist comes from the Carsey Wolf Center at UC Santa Barbara, partnering with LAist for Theatrical Futures, a panel discussion on the state of theatrical moviegoing. Thursday, June 6th at UCSB. Info at carseywolf.ucsb.edu.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report, California is suing the city of Huntington Beach over a voting rights law. Mayor Karen Bass delivers her State of the City address tonight. As expected, the main topic will be homelessness. And it's hard to be a parent these days if you don't know how to use the internet. We'll speak with some moms in LA who are learning computer skills. It's Monday, April 15th. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in for Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. California is suing the city of Huntington Beach over a law that would require people to show identification when voting in city elections. LAist reporter Yusuf Farzan has details.
Attorney General Rob Bonta said the lawsuit will seek to invalidate Huntington Beach's law before it goes into effect in 2026. Supporters of the measure say it would restore trust in the election process. But California Secretary of State Shirley Weber said it conflicts with state law and disenfranchises people of color, the elderly, and those who are low income.
If we had this law in place, my father, my mother, my grandmother, none of them would have the right to vote, because they didn't have and still don't have documentation of their birth. They were born in the fields of Arkansas.
Over 50% of the city's voters approved the ballot measure in March. I'm Yusra Farazan.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass delivers her State of the City address this evening at 5:30 inside City Council chambers. LAist civics and democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz reports.
Bass is expected to talk about the homelessness crisis, which continues to be the number one issue facing City Hall. Last month, a federal judge said he wanted an independent accounting of the mayor's signature Inside Safe initiative and other programs in the city. The move came in response to a lawsuit that accuses LA of failing to build shelter beds and clear homeless encampments. Bass is also expected to address the city's projected $476 million budget deficit and the possibility of eliminating hundreds of vacant city jobs. For LAist 89.3, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, the armorer responsible for the improperly loaded prop gun fired by Alec Baldwin on the set of the film Rust, was sentenced today to 18 months in prison. The shooting resulted in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. New Mexico Judge Mary Marlowe Summer handed down the sentence.
You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive, a husband would have his partner, and a little boy would have his mother.
Meanwhile, Alec Baldwin's trial for involuntary manslaughter begins in July. He has pleaded not guilty. LA County supervisors are set to vote tomorrow on a proposal to require that all apartments in unincorporated LA County be inspected every 4 years. And landlords who refuse to address problems could have rent withheld until they make repairs. Lourdes Villegas says public health inspectors ordered her landlord to address the roaches and lack of hot water in her unit years ago. But she says she's still dealing with problems.
We just need to live in homes where we can live with dignity. That's all we're asking for.
Landlord groups say this proposal is too broad and should instead focus on landlords with past code violations. When we come back, we visit an e-bike lending library in Leimert Park.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
Support for LAist comes from the Carsey Wolf Center at UC Santa Barbara, partnering with LAist to present Theatrical Futures, a panel discussion on the state of theatrical moviegoing in Southern California and beyond. Featuring filmmakers Jason Reitman and Brad Silberling, Maggie McKay of the Vidiots Foundation, LAist journalist Victoria Alejandro, and exhibition historian Ross Melnick. Open to the public Thursday, June 6th at the Pollock Theater at UCSB. For more info and tickets, visit carseywolf.ucsb.edu.
This is the LA Report. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez. E-bike lending libraries are cropping up across LA from Pacoima to Wilmington. Now there's one launching in South LA as well. It's called South Central Power Up. Ade Neff owns a bike shop in Leimert Park and helped launch the program.
There's a place for e-bikes within our society and our communities. There's a lot of folks within our community that do delivery services on bicycles. Imagine the impact that could have right now they're on an e-bike.
South LA residents will be able to get an e-bike for at least a month at no charge, and then they can renew the bike for free for the first 6 months of the program. After that, they'll be able to rent them for a small fee to be determined later. Some Black and Latina moms are picking up basic computer skills so they can keep up with their kids' schoolwork. The LA-based nonprofit EveryOn detailed their stories. LA's digital equity reporter Nereida Moreno has more.
Up until last year, Silmar resident Nancy Navarro didn't know how to check her kids' grades. She had to rely on her family for help navigating a computer, so she took a digital training course to become more independent.
Me sentí más motivada, me sentí más segura.
That was a common theme in the research done by EveryOn CEO Norma Fernandez. She explored how Black and Latina women in LA, Milwaukee, and the Bay Area experienced the digital divide. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nereida Moreno.
To learn more about these women's stories, go to LAist.com. An orphan sea otter is getting another shot at life in the wild with help from its surrogate mother, Millie, at the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. LAist reporter McKenna Sievertson has more.
The 4.5-month-old female, known as Pup 968, is the aquarium's first surrogate-raised otter. She was found abandoned along California's central coast, but is now learning critical skills to survive on her own with help from surrogate mama Millie. Megan Smiley manages the aquarium's sea otter program. She says the pup wasn't so sure about her new family at first, but
once she realized that Millie was there to help, they actually are quite inseparable now.
The pup is being kept out of public view to give her the best shot at returning to the Pacific Ocean. And that could happen as soon as this summer. I'm McKenna Sievertson.
Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez. Be sure to listen again tomorrow morning when Suzanne Watley brings you the LA Report, AM edition. The LA Report is produced by Libby Rainey and edited by Tiffany Ujiye. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. You can read more about this evening's stories at LAist.com. You can also listen live on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at LAist.com/join. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+. Presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about lessons in chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love. the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with like what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out, self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, four-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.